We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's three guys who combined to play 15 seasons in the National Football League trenches. Well, two guys. And Mackie, who didn't do shit.
He just sits there and looks pretty.
This is the O-Line Committee.
Yeah. Hi, is ready?
Hi, beautiful boys.
See, I feel like it's been so long.
I know, we recorded early last week.
God, it's like, been driving me nuts. It has been driving me nuts. Oh!
Dude, I think Alex has called me three times since the last time we recorded, literally just to say, when the fuck are we going to record again? What are we doing here?
He's calling me too. He's like, hey, what are we doing for the season? I was like, it's August. I told you in August, I take a break.
I take a break.
I regroup. Hey. I recharge. And he's like, hey, we got to start. We got to get started. I was like, no.
You know me, dude.
No.
I'll call you later.
I was like, I'll call you later. I'm hanging out with my family. I am going golfing. I'm chilling. August is done. August used to be the worst month of the year. August didn't exist. But now, It's my safe haven.
No.
I can just chill. No. I check in on the boys, just hanging out. There is just chill time right now. Everyone regroup, regenerate, because now's the push come September.
In fact, this is the O-Line Committee meditation episode here, Alex. We're all going to take a deep breath in.
Ooh, this is bullshit. Off. That's what this is. This is all gas, no brakes. Don't ever let me have to remind you again. There is no brakes in my life, ever. Okay? We go and go. Well, we got softball tonight. We got football tomorrow. I am so excited. Get your mind right, boys.
There's no brakes on the O-Line Committee either because we have surpassed 4,000 YouTube subscribers just doing this for the first 3 months in the dead of the off season.
Woo.
Just throwing stuff 4, out there for you guys.
Right? I think I just checked. Are we at 4,500?
We might be 43, around 4,300.
43.4.
So thank you guys as we look ahead to the regular season. If you could please click the subscribe button and the like button on this YouTube channel. We also put everything that's not a film, like the film reviews are like mostly visual, so we don't put those on the podcast feed. But you can listen anywhere you find podcasts, Apple, Spotify, 5-star rating, positive review. Help us spread the word about this offensive line lifestyle podcast here. Boys, this is part two of the Fat Guy Fantasy Football Draft.
Mine's right.
I love
Kids,
it. I'm here
your
for
Your mind's right. Oh, sure.
Last week, we drafted interior offensive linemen, exterior offensive linemen, full team offensive linemen. I think we're the first. I don't know. Maybe someone's done this before, but like this was our idea 3 or 4 months ago. We've seen some other imitators out there, but we feel like this is an innovative concept here to be drafting the fat guys on the football team.
Imitation is a serious form of flattery. It's just the way it is, man.
So last week we did we each drafted 6 individual offensive linemen and then a team offense. And so Alex, you have Trent Williams, Jason Kelce, Penei Sewell, Christian Darrisaw, Zach Martin, who's now up to $500,000.
$600,000. Pay that check, big dog. Can't wait.
Cordell Volson with the Bengals, and then the Eagles team offensive rushing unit.
Yeah, you guys are screwed.
Jeremiah, you drafted Andrew Thomas, Tristan Wirfs, Joel Bitonio, Frank Ragnow, Rashawn Slater, Chris Lindstrom, and the 49ers team rushing attack.
I may have to give up a draft pick here because I was doing a little research, and my boy Tristan Wirfs has actually moved over to left tackle.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we want to handle that. I don't know if I have to get fined.
We have to do the whole thing over again.
I think that's definitely a fine.
That's a rookie fine for not knowing that.
Yeah, that's an SFR. That's an SFR fine for sure.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll, I don't know how we'll have to revisit that.
We'll take it to the legal counsel of the O-line committee and see.
Where's
what
this
they,
kangaroo they... court at, huh? We're in session. Let's go. Talk to me. Bring me your problems.
And then my team consists of Lane Johnson, Laremy Tunsil, David Bakhtiari, Corey Linsley, Kevin Zeitler, Joe Tooney, and the Chicago Bears, even though you guys mock me. That's fine. Justin Fields will run for about 150 yards every game.
Until he gets killed.
All right. Points. So here's what we're doing today. We're drafting defensive fat guys. So the rosters must consist of six individual defensive linemen. You have to at least have two interior guys. You can draft six interior guys. It doesn't matter, but it's like you have to have a tight end. I'm in a fantasy league where you have to have a tight end, for instance. You have to have at least two interior. So you could go four edge, two interior, and then one team defense. For the individual defensive linemen, we're looking for pressures get a point. TFLs get 2 points, and then sacks get 3 points. A fat guy touchdown is 20 points.
Love that. Love that. And then sack fumble. I want to go here. Sack fumble with a defense recovery, 5 points.
Okay.
Right? Sack fumble. Sack fumble with defense recovery, 5 points. Sack fumble, 4 points.
Okay, hold on a second. So do they have to sack and fumble, or can they just start the chain of events? If they get the strip sack and then a teammate falls on it.
No, he's saying if somebody on defense gets the ball, someone back, it's an extra point.
Just if the defense gets it back at all.
So say his buddy gets it, it's an extra point. But if the offense gets it back, it's just 4 points.
It's just a strip sack, 4 points.
Yep. Okay. So cool strip sack is four, hon. Strip sack, four. I'm just adding this to my notes.
Pressures and hits are one, right?
Pressures are one. We don't have hits. I guess we could...
No, pressure and hits. No, just put those kind of synonymously. They're kind of the same.
I guess they're the same.
They're pretty similar. Yeah. And then for team defense, it's more about preventing the run game. So these just kind of mirror the offensive team stats we had. So rush yards allowed, if you allow under 100, it's 5 points. 101 to 119 equals minus one. 120 to 149 is minus two. So you get dinged if you allow a lot of rushing yards. If you allow a rushing touchdown, it's minus four. Ooh. So we're looking to prevent these things from happening. And then a fat guy touchdown for your team defense would be also 20 points.
Joseph special?
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha.
And then if they put the gas mask on the sidelines,
you get extra points for that too? Seriously. What do you
camera
get for the gas
catches
mask?
Them like with camera the gas mask.
If they extra score 10? With the gas mask, extra 10.
Yes! Oh,
you got to find it, screenshot it, send
you gotta
it,
show
you get an
it.
Extra 10
proof.
Points.
Gotta have proof. Gotta have proof.
God, this is going to be great. Hey, by the way, I saw in one of the people were asking, if we get called for holding on offense, that's obviously minus, right? Like we're taking
No, because that's such a subjective call. Like it could be a bullshit holding penalty.
Oh, no. Wow. Now you want to fight the...
Nah, no.
Well, we do have it as of right now.
What about a false start?
False start should 100% be a minus one.
Okay. I'm making sure we're all cool.
For the individual offensive lineman, we had penalties taken as it's a minus two if you get a penalty.
Any penalty?
That's how we have it now.
I'm good with that. Any penalty.
Okay.
Yeah, any penalty
is
a minus
maybe,
two.
I guess I didn't think about it subjectively, but they're thinking more like holding would be a big one. So it's like...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. The holding thing, actually, a good preview
backward
for
hat
our
day. What is this? What is this? The cool backward hat day, you guys?
Shut up.
Oh, it's cool.
I didn't do my hair today.
You guys are both jealous of this flow.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guy. Just because Ryan Reynolds' hair over here.
Yeah.
You know, we can't
easy
all
easy there, Barbie boy.
Look at the flow. Yeah. So here's how this is going to work. We're going to go reverse draft order from the offensive draft, which means Jeremiah gets the first overall pick. I'll get the second overall pick, and then Alex, you get the third overall pick, and then we'll flip it for the second round, go reverse order until we get to the last couple rounds, and then I'll guide you through that process.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
So any other questions?
Yeah, don't mess with the draft order, okay?
Yeah, easy over there.
Actually, I just get the first five picks, and then you guys can figure out.
I get first pick. This is easy.
Yeah. So the first overall pick.
This is probably the easiest.
On the defensive side of the ball, Jeremiah Searles.
Easy. Nick Bosa.
Got it.
Nick Bosa. Easy first round selection there, boys. Easy.
Holding out right now.
Sacks and in fucking
he'll hits. Be back.
Are both the Bosas holding out?
No, Joey's back.
No.
Okay.
Where's my pencil?
Nick Bosa, first overall. Easy.
All right. Nick Bosa.
Dude had.
It's a pretty ridiculous defense.
I mean, he had 8 TFLs and 20 sacks last year, so. Yeah,
what makes him?
Wasn't he 2 in sacks?
Yeah,
and he was like 1 in hits. So he's like,
yep.
Most pressure, most sacks.
Let me ask you this here before we get to the second pick, which is me.
Be rusty, though.
Do you, like, in regular fantasy football, sometimes the best players, might like, in fantasy might not be the best players if you ask the league?
For
it's pretty close, usually. But is Nick, like, in terms of going up against an edge rusher, is Nick Bosa?
Yes.
Is he number one in fantasy and in real life, or is he?
I'm gonna say yes, and here's why. Here's my reason. He's a lot smaller than you think, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a Myles Garrett, and especially for guys like me that were longer, when you have a big target, it's super easy. Like, I played Robert Quinn a lot, and you play Michael Bennett. Like, they have big targets. You play a guy like Aaron Donald and Nick Bosa, they're a lot shorter than you expect, and you have to come down to their level at all times because they're always going to bend. We've all seen Nick Bosa bend around that corner, and it is almost stupid low. And if you look at it, his brother does the same exact thing. He's just a little bit taller than him. Yeah. But at the same time, his brother's a little bit more power, and he likes to do this two-hand swipe where Nick's just going to cut that corner. And at the same time, with guys like that, in the back of your mind, you're always thinking like, holy shit, I gotta get off the ball, I gotta get off the ball. And then all of a sudden you overset him and you open up this huge inside lane, or while you think he's going outside, he hits you with this massive bull rush because he is stupid strong, and he hits you with this bull rush and you're kind of taken off guard. And it's like, this starts to play factors later on in the game when you're in third down, and all of a sudden you're third and backed up, and you're in your mind, you're just playing terrible tricks on yourself. It's fucking brutal, man.
He's the best defensive end in the NFL right now,
by far.
19 sacks, by the way, in the regular season.
Dude, he's ridiculous. And he shows up in the run game, too, which I love about him. Like, the dude's a total player. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some guys that rush the passer, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Like, I have more power to you if you can say conserve your energy and just show up on a third down. But a guy that shows up every down and a guy that's a factor every play is – we take way more notice of that guy than a third down guy. Like, I can muscle up myself or get enough testosterone rolling that I'm just going to try and throw a haymaker on a dude on third down. But a first, second, and third down guy that's just battling with you all day, and he's sitting there like, yeah, you think I'm done? I'm not done. I'm just getting fucking fired up, dude. You're like, me too, dude. I'm just getting fired up too, bro. Game just started. They're like, 2 minutes. You're like, shit.
Amazing. So the answer is yes. He's the best fantasy and real life edge rusher. Yes. So I'm going to go. All right. Number two pick here. I'm going to go with a guy who had, according to your favorite website, Pro Football Focus, the same number of pressures as he had five fewer sacks, but he was tied for the NFL lead with Nick Bosa in pressures. And if you just watch him, he's ridiculous. Micah Parsons is my pick. And number
but
two. Here.
What about if he plays off the ball?
He's an outside linebacker, edge rusher.
All right.
So
all right.
You realize that
it's
he drops,
listed position.
He's going to take less rushes, though. You realize that, right? Like, he's going to drop.
True. Yeah,
that's true.
So he only pass rushed on 88% of snaps. Bosa was 99.5.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other 0.5 is, but.
Yeah. All right.
So
I'm here for it.
All
right, Alex.
Back to Booney here for your
hold
first pick.
Hold on a second.
Take your. We can only pick six.
Boone's like, has anyone taken Nick Bosa yet?
You don't have to take your shoes off. We only have to pick six players.
Is Bosa in here? Just kidding. All right, listen. I'm doing it. All right. I'm obviously going to have to pick this guy. I think he is a hell of a player. He comes from my hometown. I'm going to have to do it. Myles Garrett. He's going to have to be my first.
Yeah, Myles Garrett, man.
I mean, he's one of those guys that like I said before, he's not a Nick Bosa and like he's super tiny call, but what you see is what you get. And he is extremely explosive off the ball. And I know that those tackles and that have him lined up this year have him on their radar. Like, he's one of those guys that can just show up. Love the way he plays. Seems super positive. Let's go, my dude. Rocking to Cleveland. You're welcome, CLE.
18 sacks for, according to PFF anyways, they have a little bit of a different classification, but 18 sacks, second in the league behind Nick Bosa. And you get a back-to-back pick here. We flip back around here, snake draft style. So you get the first pick in the second round, Alex.
All right. I wish we had like a Todd McShay or somebody on here right now to just like throw a bunch of highlights and be like, yeah.
He's available now, by the way.
This guy's, they're all available.
Poor ESPN. ESPN's like, we're bringing McAfee in, so everybody else is fired, actually.
You're all fired. Yeah. All right. So I guess I'm going to do this because I'm going to hope the other guy, I'm sure the other guy will be there with my second pick.
Don't take my guy.
I got to go with the other side of defensive end. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to go with Hassan Reddick.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. It's a great one, man.
A sleeper. Yep. I played with Hassan. I played with him in Arizona, actually. And
yeah, he's a freak.
He was extremely talented player then. I don't think he was the player then that he is now. I think that he fits the scheme really well. And I think the way that he comes off the edge at times, he's another one of those guys that, like, he's got that speed. And people are always asking me, like, what is the scariest thing when you're out there? It's like the speed of the other players. Because some of these guys, if they put four hands in the ground, they are gone. Like, they're telling you it's turbo time. And so you are jumping out of your set. And the minute they see that window open on the inside, they're like, oh, I'm going to try it. And just that little, like, inside twitch can get you. So I think he's a great player. Great dude. Hassan Reddick, let's do it.
Hassan Reddick, man, sneaky. He also had 18 sacks last year, too. Kind of snuck up on the league. So, all right. I'm going to the interior. We've got four edge rushers off the board here. We're going to take the number one interior. A guy who might be a little bit forgotten a little bit because he missed most of the season last year. Give me Aaron Donald with my second pick.
I knew you were going to go there. Gosh dang it.
He's back. He's ridiculous.
All right, listen. Can we just
finally have this
conversation?
He fights with knives in the offseason.
There's no question this dude is one of the greatest, right? He's clearly wearing a gold jacket into the games this year. Like, we telling you, I played this dude a lot. There's nobody better. But I think the one thing that's going to hinder this pick is, and Jay knows this the most, when you play them, a lot of the protection turns to where's 99.
Yeah, and they don't really have any other werewolves on that D-line.
No. And that's the issue. And that's what made everybody else great there, too. Like, that's the one thing that people don't know about him is that everybody went there to kind of jump on his back. Because you know the protections were always going to be, hey, we might be in a little two jet or a three jet, but now we're going to turn it to two because he's over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, everything was, where is 99? Hey, dude, they're showing five off the edge. Where is 99? He needs to be blocked. I'll take my chances with the six guys over here. I don't want to take a hit from this dude because he's one of those guys, too, and I mean, I don't know if anyone knows this, but when he goes to hit you, that dude means it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of passion. Force. There's an extreme amount of passion behind his hits, and it's super fun to play him because you almost feel the animosity between the two of you, and then everybody's over there hyping him up like, yo, AD, AD, you're about to turn up, AD, you're about to turn up, AD. And I'm just over there like, just be calm, be cool. Don't show any emotion. Just
it's
be
a good
cool.
pick. He's the best. It's a good.
So he, I mean, player. But it is a good point because 2 years ago, you know, he was second in the entire league among edge rushers and interior in pressures in sacks. But they also had Von Miller on that team, Leonard Floyd a couple years ago.
They had some dudes.
So it does help when you've got some other guys out there. But I'm still going with Aaron Donald. So
love it.
All right, we're back to Jeremiah here for your second pick.
All right, I'm gonna go with a guy that had an unbelievable year last year. And he plays for the Raiders, Max Crosby.
Yes.
Max Crosby is going to go my second pick here.
Also kind of a co-star of the Netflix quarterback docu. Like the the first episode starts with him and Patrick Mahomes getting into it a couple times.
Here's the thing I love about Max. He's a great run defender. The dude had 18 TFLs last year. 18.
Yeah.
Right? Not to go with his 16 sacks. Like, not only is he a guy that loves to rush the passer, he is extremely physical in the run game, too, which is why I went with him.
All right. So, this is the third round where it flips back. So, we go Boone, me, Jeremiah for the next few rounds, and then Jeremiah will lead off the last round. So, Boone, you're on the clock here.
All right. Here we go. Make me right. Robert Saleh. You paid him, you did it. I swear to God, Quinnen, if you slow down at all this year, I'm going to be so pissed. So pissed. I'm taking the big boy in the middle right off the board. He got paid. He's excited. Aaron Rodgers is there. I'm telling you right now, this team is juiced to do something special. And this dude is kind of the anchor in the middle that helps them to be able to not pressure as much, not throw everybody at them. Like, when you have a warthog like this who's just root hogging his way in there, people are like, God damn, dude, just get rid of the ball, will ya? So I'm all about it. Let's go, Quinnen. Give me something.
Quinnen Williams, man. Did you guys watch the first episode of Hard Knocks by chance?
No, I haven't.
Came out?
I need to.
He's in there a little bit. It's mostly Aaron Rodgers and
my favorite Quinnen Williams was his combine interview. He was like, bless me. Like, when he blessed himself, remember that? When he had the braces on?
Thank you.
He's like, bless me, thank you. Like, he literally blessed himself to thanked himself. Gosh, that was so funny.
So genuine, too. That's why it was funny.
So we've got Quinnen Williams off the board here. I think there's so many.
Wait, how
so
many
names.
People does Searles have? Searles, you have,
I have two.
Bosa?
I have Bosa and Crosby.
That's what I thought.
And I have Parsons, Aaron Donald, and he's coming off injury. He's getting close to the end of his like peak prime, but I'm going TJ Watt. TJ Watt.
That's a good one.
He is. I think he's full go here for the start of the season.
Oh, yeah. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
But he was banged up last year. It was like a torn pec or something.
Yeah,
something awful. So, but 2 years ago, he had one of the great seasons in the history of edge rushing with like 22 and a half sacks, defensive player of the year. So I will take the younger of the Watt pass rushing brothers here. All right, back to Jeremiah.
Back to me?
Yep.
Yeah, we're back to the top. Do I get back-to-back picks here or no?
No, you're going last in the next three rounds here. So
got it. All right, I'm going to go interior here. The big boy in the red. Number 95 for the Kansas City Chiefs, Mr. Chris Jones.
That was my next pick. Even though he's holding out, you know they're going to come.
He's so good. He's so dominant. Yeah. Like, there's few guys in the league that I still, like, classify as dominant, and he is one of them, right? Like, you talk about Aaron Donald's, the Fletcher Cox back in his prime, but, like, Chris Jones is another one. You turn the protection to him, and if you don't, you are rolling the dice that he is not going to just wreck the entire game.
Oh man, yeah, he was a monster last season, but he needs a new contract here. It sounds like,
yeah.
All right, back to Alex.
All right, so the rules were two interior, right, and the rest can be DNs.
Correct.
Yep. So we all have one interior right now.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna take the next guy right off the board. I'm gonna do it.
You going interior?
Yeah, I'm going to go interior. And I'm hoping that my dude in New York is working this guy every day to death and that they're fighting more and more and that they're having fun together. But I'm going Dexter
Lawrence. A nose guard. I love it.
Come on, dude. You know he plays a nickel. This dude
he does.
Is all
he can rush.
He is
Dexter Lawrence last year.
He had 10 sacks last year.
Yep, 63 pressures. He was top 13
nose
in pressure.
Guard.
It's insane.
It's insanity.
And tackles for loss. Come on now. Come get me some.
He's going to scoop some up. All right. Now do we go interior? God, you guys are making a little run on interiors here. I'm going to... I'm going to go interior too. I feel like there's enough edge rushers out there here. I feel like we're getting slim on like the big time interior guys. And so do I want to go with... How much do I trust this guy's age? Do I go with the wily 34-year-old, or do I go...
Cam Hayward.
I'm going to go Cam Hayward.
As soon as you said 34-year-old, I was like, that's...
We all knew it was Cam.
That's an easy one. That's Cameron Hayward, baby.
I get those guys. I get two guys on that defensive front. And he still produces, man. Like, the guy, year after year, still produces into his mid-30s. So give me Cam Hayward from the Steelers.
Yep. I love
it. Right, back to Jeremiah.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go interior here, too, I think. There's just not enough good. You know what? This is – if he puts it all together, he's really, really good. He's kind of streaky. This might be a reach. This might be a reach. But I'm going to go Jeffrey Simmons.
Wow.
With the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee, man.
You know, I think he's a guy that if he can stay healthy and put it all together – he has an unbelievable motor and an unbelievable power, and I think this is his kind of breakout year, right? Like, I think he's a guy that can have a breakout year. So I'm going to go Jeffrey Simmons, interior.
Okay. So we all now have, I believe, two interiors. So you can still draft interior guys if you want to, but the prerequisite has been filled. Back to Alex.
All right. I think I'm going to go outside. And I'm going to go with a guy who plays in a very different defense. And I'm going to go Matthew Judon.
I knew it.
He was next on my list. Gosh, dang it.
I'm telling
you,
man.
Matthew Judon.
That defense.
I was between Simmons and him. I should have taken him. I shouldn't have reached for Simmons.
It's all good.
That was a reach. Wow. Oh,
dude. I mean, the fat guy fantasy draft. The nerves, the anxiety get going here. You start to lose.
Reach. That was such a reach. Gosh, damn it.
But Matthew Judon was ninth in the NFL in pressures last year. 17 sacks. So just behind Nick, a couple behind Nick Bosa. Just a freaking
absolute
beast.
Belichick loves him. He's one of Belichick's guys. He's going to get highlighted. He's always going to try and get him the premier matchup, try and get him that sack. So it's, and he's a great player. I think he's been I think to play in that defense and to be a stud in it, you got to be a star, man. Like, you know, there's a lot of things coming out about the old Patriots, and you've heard about how they were, and they were kind of like no bullshit, the frat boys that hung out together. And so it's like, dude, if you want to be a part of that crew, you got to put out a lot. And I think that he's deserved it, and I think he's a hell of a player.
All right, there's so many. I feel like we're now in a spot where there's a bunch of really interesting guys. I'm going to bet on – there's some guys that I think could maybe come down like the age curve. I'm going to bet on a guy that's on the upswing heading into his prime here down in South Florida.
Oh, okay. We're not thinking
for the Miami Dolphins, Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips was actually seventh in pressures last year. The sacks didn't come around, so he only had 9 sacks. But he had 17 quarterback hits, and he had one of the highest pass rush win rate statistics of any edge rusher in the NFL. So I'm going to bet that he takes a step forward here. Jalen Phillips is my guy.
I like it.
All right.
So now we're back to Jeremiah for back to back picks as we flip for the last two rounds.
All right, I'm gonna do the same thing with you. A guy that is kind of came on strong last year, but again, like he's on a bad team. Which hurts because when you're on a bad team, you don't get to pass rush quite as much. You do a lot more run defending. But I'm going to go Brian Burns from the Carolina. I'm going to go Brian Burns, Spider-Man. I'm going to take Spider-Man, Brian Burns.
He was my other one, man. Yeah. There's some teams and markets, like Carolina is one of them, where you don't get the same recognition as you would. But he's been ridiculous.
Yep. All right. And then another guy. Nope, I get back-to-back picks. Shut up.
Back-to-back.
I believe he was almost Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. Up there in Detroit.
Damn it!
Michigan. Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, man.
Hutchinson, baby.
I spoke too soon when I said no. Wrong.
That's a really good one, man. That's a really good one.
As a rookie, he had 12 sacks. He was just out there rushing on pure athleticism last year. Athleticism last year. He puts it together some technique this year. Come on now. And that team's going to be good, so they're going to be a lot of two-minute situations. Oh, yeah. He's going
to
get some sacks.
Yeah, they're going to be able to pin their ears back, if you know what I'm saying, huh?
They should.
Really
they
should. Get after the quarterback.
Hey, what are you taking trade now? I'll give you two players.
Nothing.
But trade by roster.
That was going to be my gem. I go, there's no way anyone's going to remember this kid.
Oh, you kidding me?
All right.
Okay.
It's back on me and then Boone and then Cyril's me, Boone to finish out here. So I feel like after all the smack I talked last year about this guy's defensive coordinator, and now he's got a much more lean forward defensive coordinator strategically.
I can't
be the host of the world-renowned Purple Daily podcast without taking the $20 million man, Danielle Hunter, and the Brian Flores defense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give me Danielle Hunter.
Okay.
LFG.
Right.
LFG. I showed up to a couple days of Vikings training camp this last week, and I can confirm he did not take a day off working out during his
day. So are you going to that joint practices with Tennessee?
100%. Yes.
Good. Well, then I'll see you up
there. Go ahead and scout Jeffrey Simmons for me.
Hey, I think I'm going to bring a couple of the dudes from the football team. We're going to come up.
Should I pull one of these guys aside with my little media credential and ask them, how do you feel about being taken in the first ever Fat Guy Fantasy Football Draft?
I will.
I'm going to look at you go, who are you?
I'll ask Daniil. Hey, you got taken by him in the Fat Guy Fantasy Draft. How do you feel about it?
Yeah. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
That's exactly what he's going to say. What? Is it my turn finally?
It is your turn. Yeah.
Damn, I feel like I've been shushed for hours, but you know what? You took my pick, and that's cool.
Hey, it's all right.
You know what? Enjoy down in Detroit, whatever. Anyways, I'm going to pick this guy because everybody knows I'm a fan. Good old Bengals. Bring him on down. Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Love the energy.
Productive.
Get after it. Everybody knows I love the Bengals. They're my team.
Super productive.
I think that Joey B is going to have a year, and just like Jay said, if you're in 2 minute a lot, you got a lot of chances to have some fun. So let's do this, my dude. Come on, make me right.
Trey Hendrickson, fifth in the NFL. I'm tied for fifth in the NFL in quarterback hits last year, and he was tied for fifth in overall PFF pass rushing grade. Some metrics show him as like a fringe top five pass rusher.
Dude, I don't want to butcher his last name, Armato or whatever it is. I mean, his defenses are just wicked at times, man. They're diabolical. And that's why a guy like him can show up. So let's do it, man.
All right. And so now we have one more round left. It'll go Jeremiah back to me, over to Alex. And we're looking for team defense, emphasis on stopping the run for your scoring. So, Jeremiah.
I mean, I might as well. I have them for offense, so I might as well take them for defense, too. I'm going to take the 49ers. Yep. San Francisco 49ers. I know. I mean, I'm all aboard it. So I got their offense and their defense. I'm all in on San Fran. If they go down the bed this year, I'm in trouble.
Dude, they also, I think teams went, was it 0-17 or maybe 1-16 the week after facing the 49ers?
Yeah, they just beat the living piss out of you.
That's insane.
All week.
That's
one of the most, I think they only allowed like 100-yard rusher all year. Like, I think Josh Jacobs was like the only guy that got 100 yards on them that year. It was insane. They were so dominant. And they didn't lose anyone. They didn't lose a soul off that defense.
That's why they're going to be dangerous.
Yeah, it's insane. All right. You know, they're going to be in town. I get to scout them here for a joint practice, and they averaged allowing 3.5 yards against the rush. You get Mike Vrabel and his mastermind. Give me the Tennessee Titans as a run-stopping unit.
You guys suck. Take the top two teams from last year, huh? Okay. Obviously. Well, you know what?
It changes, though, year to year. You got to find the team that's going to rise up.
Take the Jets. Do it.
Listen, nothing's going to
take
go
the
crazy.
Jets.
Take the Lions defense, you coward.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll let you guys decide this one then. I really am between Philly, because I really think the people are just going to play catch up with that offense until they can really figure it out. But at the same time, I would take the Jets defense because I believe in what they're doing. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. I wanted to be like Jamie Coombe, like, I'll take their offense and their defense. But you know what? I'll take the Jets. Let's go right now. J-E-T-S. Jets, 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 baby.
Let's get
there it.
Is. All right.
There
You're
it
not
is.
Ready.
Wow. So there it is. All right, here are the teams. We've just completed the first ever Fat Guy Fantasy Football Draft, both phases. Jeremiah, you wind up with Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, Chris Jones, Jeffrey Simmons, Brian Burns, Aiden Hutchinson, and the San Francisco 49ers.
That is an all-star lineup there, friends. Wow. All-star.
Dim the lights, put some smooth jazz on. Mm.
Football.
Let's see. Alex, you wound up with Myles Garrett, Hassan Reddick, Quinnen Williams, Dexter Lawrence, Matthew Judon, Trey Hendrickson, and the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets. And
let's
your guy,
Sala.
who did play right guard in eighth grade football and understands a thing or two about the trenches, that would be me, Micah Parsons, Aaron Donald, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Phillips, Danielle Hunter, and the Tennessee Titans.
It's kind of trash, Mac. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
that's fine.
It's not a you don't have a lot of don't have a lot of star power in that lineup.
Oh yeah, not a lot of star power. No. How many Hall of Famers did I have to go down before I got to a non Hall of Famer? Though, let's just Cam Hayward's a Hall of Famer too, right? So that's four.
Yeah,
that's
you're four. Just old, so you're picking old people.
That's exactly what you're doing.
You think you're watching football in 2016 again?
It's hilarious, like, when you guys ever been in a fantasy draft where someone, like, in the third round, they're like, is Chris Carter still available? What about David Boston? Is he still on the board somewhere? That was me in this draft.
This is my first fantasy draft, guys. I'm excited.
All right. Really. So, hey, in the chat, hashtag Team Rhino, Team Searles, Team Mac. We got to figure it out. We got to see who's all aboard here, who thinks is going to win. You now have all of our rosters, so you got to start placing your prop bets. Prop bets. Who you got? Searles, Mac, Booner.
Let us know. Yeah, the Raging Booners. What a great fantasy team.
I love it.
Yeah, hit us up, YouTube comment section, and then we'll come up with a way to involve fans and listeners on a regular basis here too. But this is we're testing this out for the first time.
It's the beta. It's the beta.
Yeah. At some point we'll get an app developer and we'll all just quit everything else we're doing and go all in on Fat Guy Fantasy. But
I love
we
it.
Can't do that quite yet. So
not quite.
Oh, yeah.
Click the subscribe button, click the like button here. This is the O-Line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.